You're sitting with your loved one doing your long list of action items. You've been there for hours managing medications, their appointments, their mail, and their moods. But suddenly you wonder, when was the last time we just laughed together? When did I come over and not just be the caregiver, but be the daughter visiting her father? Or for you couples out there, when were you just that? A couple. That's the tension we're talking about today, because caregiving time and quality time, they aren't the same. And if we're not careful, we can lose sight of the relationship underneath the routine. So if this sounds familiar and something you're interested in, stick around and let's talk.
Welcome to the Caregiver's Lounge, where we dive into the laughter, love, and lessons of caregiving. Because let's be real, this journey is unpredictable. I'm Shantae Newby, your host. And whether you're caring for aging parents, deep in the caregiving trenches, just starting out, or simply curious about this world, you found the right place. Here, we share stories, swap insights, and remind each other that no one has to do this alone. So grab your favorite drink, get comfortable, and let's unwind together.
So welcome back to the Caregiver's Lounge, you know, the space where we unpack the real, the raw, and sometimes ridiculous parts of caregiving. I'm your host, Shantae, and today we're diving into that question that hits home for so many of us. What's the difference between quality time and caregiver time? And how do we reclaim the moments that remind us that we are more than just caregivers? But before I get into talking about that, I have to give you an update, because on the last episode, I was told I left you hanging on a coin story. Because it's my life, I just took that for granted that I left out a detail. So what happened that day when I took a deep breath and went back in and apologized and actually researched the coin that he was asking me about? Well, I Googled, looked at various sites, looked for various details, and in looking closely at the coin, while the year was correct, the error or feature on the coin didn't match the coin that was supposed to be of significant value. So he was a little disappointed, but needless to say, that coin didn't pan out to anything. And that happens a lot, looking at some of the coins. And there are a few coins that I'm not quite sure about, so I may just have to take those to an expert to see. But even online, I see that they're still worth more than their face value, possibly, but not the significant number he's looking for. Like, he's looking for thousands and thousands of dollars for it to be worth. So when he hears that a coin that originally is valued at 2 cents, or not 2 cents, but a penny, and you could probably get 20 bucks for it, he's like, ah, that's nothing. So that's my journey with the coins. And I'll keep you all updated if you're interested. I'm sure I'll have more to share because he is so into that. So let's get into today's topic about caregiving time versus quality time. So what is the difference? Let's break it down. So caregiving time is task-oriented. It's dealing with the medications. It's dealing with meals. It's dealing with appointments. And if you are one of those caregivers that's doing almost everything for your loved one, dealing with things like their hygiene, dealing with making sure that they eat, it's often rushed. It can be emotionally draining, and it's usually focused on logistics. So for me, dealing with appointments and getting him back and forth, it can feel like a job, even though you're doing it with love. And that's my dog in the background. I'm back. Did I even mention that caring for dogs, you feel like a caregiver too? Because you have to do everything for them, but we still love them. So back to what I was saying. So I listed out the ways that caregiving time is mostly task-oriented. So let's look at the other side, quality time. Now, this is with intentional presence. It's talking with your loved one, laughing and reminiscing. There's no agenda usually, unless you're going on like a movie date or something. There's no checklist. It's just connection time. And in this time, you're restoring emotional intimacy, and it reminds us of our why we do it. So one quote that I came across is, "Caregiver time keeps them alive. Quality time reminds them that they're loved." And both are important. But when quality time disappears, so does that emotional bond that holds the relationship together. So let me share a time with you that one night, this was probably last year, I believe. I can't remember when specifically, but I do remember everything that happened. I remember feeling exhausted, and I had just finished helping my father with his medications, going through his ton of mail, paying bills, calling things and sorting out questions, figuring things out. And I was just ready to go home and be done. And I remember as I'm sitting there packing my things together, he looked at me and said, you know, when you have time, I want you to take me to the casino. And you know what got me was not the request of going to the casino, because anyone who knows me knows I love some slots. But the thing that got me was the when you have time. So there's something in his mind or how I'm showing up, like I'm so busy and I'm only doing those things that are needed for him, right? And I realized in listening to that, that I've been showing up as a nurse, his manager, his scheduler, his advocate, but I haven't been showing up as his daughter. And I was doing everything for him, but I wasn't necessarily with him. And there is a difference. So then the question is asked, how do we bring quality time back into the mix without adding more pressure? So here's a few ideas that have helped me along the way. What you can do is you can schedule non-care time, even if it's just 15 minutes of you doing something with your loved one, talking, sitting with them, listening to a song together, or watching social media videos that happens, or watching a movie together. Just schedule some non-care time. But even if it's a short amount of time that is dedicated to not the caregiver duties, but quality time. Another thing that you can do is you can create rituals, things like, you know, ladies or maybe fellas too, tea time, or do evening walks. You could do shared prayers or something that's uniquely yours. Now, I know with my dad, we both ride motorcycles. So I know when the weather is right and the schedules are right, I may ride my motorcycle over there. And then he feels inclined to put on his gear and hop on his trike and ride with me. So that's definitely quality time, even though we're separate on our motorcycles, just doing that thing together. That's ours. Another thing that you need to do is let go of perfection. Quality time doesn't have to be long or fancy. It just has to be real. And this goes along even with that self-care, right? I always mention that it doesn't have to be something long and elaborate or extravagant. It just has to be something that's intentional and real. So again, let go of perfection. Quality time could be 15 minutes, it could be an hour, but make sure it's something that's dedicated, it's specific, it's intentional. When you're talking with your loved one, ask open-ended questions. You can ask them like, what was your favorite childhood memory? Or what's something you wish people knew about you? I know I've asked my dad about his time in Vietnam or just how things were in the 70s, even before I came along, because I want to learn about him before he was a dad, before he became a father. So those stories have always been interesting because he'll share stories of things that have happened with him and his brothers. And my dad could be a little feisty back in the day. So he was the tough one. And it's still funny and humorous and things like that. But he was like a protector for a lot of people. So I love listening to those stories and the crazy situations they found themselves in. So that's been part of our quality time lately. And also, I complain about the coins, but dealing with the coins with him and taking away the pressure of trying to find that $1 million coin, it's quality time because it's something that he enjoys. It's something that sparks his light. And I just sit there and feed into it a little bit. Like, hey, this coin might be something, especially if it is something. I don't do anything that's false as far as trying to gas him up. I look at the coin. I look up things on the internet, different sites. And if I see something that has potential, I'm like, this might be something. And so then he's like, I told you. He tells me that for every coin. But I know he enjoys that moment where there's the potential that he could be onto something. Another thing, my favorite thing, is to use humor. Laughter is one of the fastest ways to reconnect. And I know that this story, I guess, when my dad and I were sitting around one day, this was a couple years ago, and I think I may have mentioned this in another episode. I asked him, this is when he had been getting sick. So this was a long time ago, maybe 9 or 10 years ago. I asked him if something were to happen to him, how would he want me to decide on what to do with him? And at the time, again, his processing time was a little quirky. So he didn't understand what I was asking him until I just made the gesture like, you know, if something happened to you and I like passed out, I said, do you want them to, and I put the little things on my chest to, you know, mimic what people are doing when they're bringing you back. And he understood, his eyes got big. He said, by all means. And then we just started laughing because of his reaction and then how I had to describe it to him. So I know that story wasn't the best story, but still it was us connecting, me getting information from him, but finding the humor in it as well. So we definitely laughed about that. Speaking of humor, I'm going to step away from talking about my dad for a second. My mom thought she was safe, but she's not safe in these stories either. So one night after spending time at my dad's, doing everything that I had to do, I went to see my mother. And she got up to get something. Like, we were sitting on the couch. She gets up to go get something, but she falls. And when I tell you she fell, like, people aren't exaggerating when they say, when they see something like that, it literally happens in slow motion. And my mother fell and she tumbled over slowly. And I remember screaming. And to me, it sounded like I was screaming in slow motion too, like, no. So she falls, she rolls over. And I said, oh my God, are you okay? And she says to me, I know how to fall. And I was like, okay. So after the panic left my body and I was a little relieved that she was okay, I started having questions like, well, what are you doing? Are you in here practicing or something? And then we started laughing, of course, after she got up. But yes, we started laughing. So it reminds me how funny moments, joy can sneak in, even when everything feels upside down. Sometimes literally, like my mother on the floor, that was wild to see. But for her to react like that, whew, it shook me. But then I had to laugh at it. Like, you're in here practicing falling? Don't do that. And those funny moments, they're sacred too. So here's my invitation to you. I don't want to call it a challenge. I'm going to call it an invitation, because it shouldn't be a challenge trying to spend quality time with your loved one. Find a moment this week to connect beyond the checklist of things you have to do. You can watch a show together, or in my case, we can go to the casino together. Ask questions, have conversations, or sit in silence together, because your loved one doesn't just need your help, they need you. Caregiving is an act of love, but love needs space to breathe. And when we make room for the quality time, we remind ourselves and them why we are here. So if this episode spoke to you, I'd love to hear your story. Share a moment of the quality time with your loved one and tag the Caregivers Lounge. You can do it on social media, or you can drop a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, you can send an email to caregiverslounge@icloud.com. And if you are posting it socially, you can use the hashtag caregiverslounge_moments so we can celebrate those connections together. Well, that's our time for today. Be kind to yourself. You're doing sacred work. You're doing amazing work. You're doing special work. And while it may be stressful at times, when you look down the road, it'll be a time you won't regret. So I hope to see you at the next episode. Take care. Thanks again for joining me in the lounge, and I will see you next time. And don't forget, you can drop a comment if you're watching on YouTube, or you can send an email to caregiverslounge@icloud.com. See you next time.